The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Steve Bryson, Ph.D. Spinraza significantly eased fatigue in adults with spinal muscular atrophy after 6 months of treatment, as measured by the patient-reported Fatigue Severity Scale, or FSS, a small study found. But this relief was no longer statistically significant after 10 months, its researchers wrote, possibly due to the waning effect of therapy that adults report feeling in the month prior to the next dose. The study, Fatigue in Adults with Spinal Muscular Atrophy Under Treatment with Nusinersen, was published in the journal Nature Scientific Reports. Fatigue is a natural response to stress or physical exertion, regardless of health. But in people with SMA, marked by muscle atrophy due to the progressive loss of motor neurons, fatigue has been described as an overwhelming feeling of exhaustion after physical activity. This disease is caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene that carries the instructions for making the SMN protein, which is essential for motor neurons' survival and muscle health, and is deficient in SMA patients. Spinraza, or nusinersen, a disease-modifying therapy developed by Biogen, works to improve motor function by enhancing SMN production in a backup gene called SMN2, leading to higher levels of this key protein. It is given to all patients as a 12-millimeter intrathecal injection once every 4 months, after an initial loading dose. While Spinraza has been found to ease motor function-related fatigue in children with SMA, its effects on fatigue in adult patients has not been fully investigated. Fatigability in patients with SMA is an often overlooked symptom in addition to muscle weakness, the researchers wrote. Scientists at the University Hospital Essen in Germany recruited 28 SMA patients, ages 19 to 61. 10 were classified as type 2 and 18 as type 3. 10 patients were able to walk and 18 were non-ambulatory. 7 had a history of spinal fusion surgery to relieve the pain caused by unstable vertebra. Fatigue was assessed using the Fatigue Severity Scale, or FSS, a patient-reported questionnaire that measures the degree of subjective fatigue. FSS consists of 9 items, in which higher scores indicated more severe fatigue. Scores were obtained before treatment, then after 6 and 10 months of treatment. Motor function scores were determined using the 6-minute walk test and the Hammersmith Functional Motor Scale Expanded, or HFMSE. The 6-minute walk test measured the distance a patient walks within 6 minutes, and HFMSE assesses activities of daily living. At baseline, the average FSS score for all patients was 4.61, ranging from a minimum of 2 and a maximum of 7. Abnormal fatigue is considered a score of 4 or more, severe fatigue a score of 5 or more. After 6 months of treatment, the average FSS score fell to 3.92, representing a statistically significant reduction. After 10 months of treatment, the average FSS score was found to be 3.84. While lower, the difference was not statistically significant compared to baseline FSS. In ambulatory patients, which were those with SMA type 3, 6 months of Spinraza use significantly reduced from 4.66 to 3.74 the average baseline FSS score. Again, however, the reduction in FSS was not significant after 10 months of treatment. In the 18 patients who could not walk, 9 with type 2 and 9 with type 3, a significant reduction in FSS from 4.58 to 4.02 was also seen after 6 months of Spinraza therapy, but not after 10 months. In this study, FSS was calculated before the next scheduled dosing. As such, adult patients frequently report a subjective loss of efficacy during the final 4 weeks before the next administration of nusinersen, which may interfere with the FSS assessment, the researchers wrote. As this study had no control group, placebo effects cannot be ruled out in explaining the transient reduction in the FSS after 10 months of treatment in comparison to baseline conditions, they added. Scores in the 6-minute walk test rose after 6 and 10 months of treatment in ambulatory patients. And there was a moderate correlation between lower FSS scores and longer distances walked in the 6-minute walk test. Higher HFMSE scores at 6 and 10 months weakly correlated with the lower FSS scores. The researchers concluded, "Our data demonstrates clinically meaningful fatigue in patients with adult SMA types 2 and 3, which is reduced transiently under treatment with Spinraza."
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.